the European Union's, EU, decision to impose sanctions on Israeli organizations and individuals carries serious implications for Israeli sovereignty, and it is bad news for the settlement enterprise in Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, and for the State of Israel. It also signals the possibility of further damage to Israel's vital economic relations with the EU. This harsh step shows how Israel's failure to enforce the law is spurring international actors, who seek to dictate what they regard as proper Israeli policy, to act against it. Israel must fight these decisions resolutely on the diplomatic front. At the same time, it must act against Jewish terrorism, a vile phenomenon that endangers the settlements and the state. In its decision last week, the EU, for the first time, imposed sanctions on bodies in Israel. In doing so, it drew a false and contemptible equivalence between Hamas butchers and settlers in Judea and Samaria. The implications for the sanctioned organizations and individuals are dramatic. They are expected to face restrictions on financial activity outside Israel, and limits will likely be imposed on them inside Israel as well. But the implications do not stop there. They affect the entire settlement enterprise and even the State of Israel. Economic sanctions cast a wide net. They may formally target specific actors, but because the global financial system is so deeply interconnected, they require financial institutions in Europe and elsewhere throughout the world to scrutinize every financial transaction and transfer of funds originating in Judea and Samaria. This could brand all economic activity in the area as suspect in the eyes of foreign banks and have a chilling effect on Judea and Samaria across the financial and economic system. International banks, and even Israeli ones, fearful of violating sanctions, may impose restrictions beyond what the law requires, thereby limiting the ability of parts of Israeli society to operate within the global economy. This is a strategic threat that could eventually affect the entire Israeli economy, as it creates further uncertainty and business risk for Israel. Moreover, imposing sanctions on institutions and organizations such as Amana and Regavim blackens the reputation of the settlement enterprise as a whole. It sends a threatening message to other companies and economic bodies active in Judea and Samaria. They, too, could find themselves on a sanctions list. In practice, the sanctions also bypass Israel's legal and administrative systems, thereby harming its sovereignty. When the European Union decides to restrict activity related to the settlements, it seeks to usurp Israel's right to decide what happens on the ground. This is an attempt to impose a diplomatic agenda through economic pressure, while eroding Israel's authority as the sole power responsible for its citizens and for the territory under its control. This step deserves unequivocal condemnation, whatever justification the Europeans may offer. And yet, these sanctions are also the result of what is happening on the ground. Reports of Jewish rioters committing acts of terror against their Palestinian neighbors have become almost daily occurrences. Harrowing images from such incidents are circulated the world over, and Israel's law enforcement system appears barely functional. This is hardly surprising when the ministers responsible for administering the territory and enforcing the law are Bezalel Smotrich and Itamar Ben-Gvir. The consequences of this failure are severe. Israel's international image suffers as a result, and settlers of every stripe are tarred with the same brush. Israel must act with determination in convincing the European Union to cancel these detrimental sanctions. At the same time, and regardless of the sanctions, the state must get serious about enforcing the law in Judea and Samaria. A reality in which Jewish rioters repeatedly attack Palestinians is disastrous. Finally, the Bank of Israel must find targeted solutions that allow those affected by the sanctions to continue functioning economically, without harming the Israeli financial system as a whole or its ability to operate globally. Dr. Shuki Friedman is the Director General of JPPI, the Jewish People Policy Institute, and a senior lecturer in law at the Peres Academic Center.